Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
The moment I had a system and strategies in place when I was picking my plays every single day was the moment I started profiting more and more. I've tested a bunch of strategies throughout the years. I've been doing this for over 10 years. So throughout that time, I've been testing, I've been failing, I've been testing, and I've been analyzing to see what type of correlations match and what tests works and what strategies work that have helped me succeed in this industry. Now, who am I? What am I about? My name is Federico. I run a page called @AFSports on Instagram. If you don't follow it just yet, go ahead and follow it. I post a lot of free educational stuff and free plays. I have a Telegram channel right here below where I post free plays pretty much every day. 5 times a week, I'd say. But I help a lot of people out for free. Along with that, I make these videos to educate you guys on how I've gotten to this point. So if you guys find this show valuable, if you guys want to learn more about what I do, how I do it, then please share the show. That's the only way I grow it. With that said, let's get started. I'm going to give you guys today a strategy that has helped me profit a lot more. It's a strategy that if you follow it to the T, you guys will start winning more with sports investing. Just to give you guys a little backstory and how it works and how it's going to work for you, I started with a $2,000 bankroll 7 years ago. From that point on to today, I'm up well over $1.5 million. Everything's tracked, everything's documented. I can show you everything. Tickets, track records, spreadsheets, you name it. And it's all tracked via my Instagram as well. I post my results every single day for everybody to see. I preach transparency and I practice it. And I preach that you could really make money doing this if you see it as an investment, not a gamble. With that said, 6 winning weeks in a row. I'm recording this October 26th, it's a Thursday. And this week we're up $4,000, 40 units, give or take. Another winning week is in the process. If you want more information on my team, on how I provide plays to my clients and all of the above, message me on Instagram or send me a message here or comment and I'll reach out. Now, to the strategy. Strategy is key, guys, because a lot of what I've noticed, and I used to do it too, was we bet with emotion. NFL comes along, we bet our favorite team, we bet what we think is right, we bet the best teams, Mahomes, Burrow, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts. We bet based on what we feel is right. And in any investment, that's not the case. In any investments, there has to be logic and there has to be system and processes for you to be able to get to the investment. If you don't have that, then you're most likely just gambling and guessing and losing or not really profiting long term. And the idea behind any investment is to win long term and to make money, not just to win a weekend or 2 weekends. It's to make money throughout the years, to build wealth. I'm sure that's what you're about. You want to make a couple $100,000, not just stay stuck in your 9-to-5, making $100, $200 on the weekends with NFL plays, getting drunk. If that's you, then cool, do that. But this is for the people that actually want to build wealth and do something with this industry. So I'm going to give you guys a set of 3 rules here that I follow every single day before analyzing my plays. They're key. They are key because they take the clutter away. You're going to work on a process of elimination basis. You're not going to go look at every play and analyze every play, especially days like college football, NFL, NBA. Now that it just started, there's a lot of games. And if you're going to sit down and analyze every single game the way I do, it's going to take all day. So I've set rules. And rule number one that I follow is I don't take favorites above minus 220. I rarely take favorites minus 200 or minus 190. Really rarely do. If I do, it's on a high winning percentage. I typically hit those plays when I play them. But typically, my plays are pretty even. Typically, my plays are minus 110 to minus 150. And it's the risk reward aspect of things. You don't want to risk $2 to win $1. You don't want to risk $2,000 to win $1,000. The risk isn't worth the reward. I'd rather stay away from plays like that. I used to take big plays like that and I have failed. I took that out of my playbook. So when I go and sit down and analyze plays, let's say NFL Sunday with 15 games on the board, it eliminates a decent amount of plays. Now, your next question is spreads. Typically, when a team is a big favorite, minus 200, minus 300, they're playing a shitty team, most likely than not, which leads me to rule number two. I don't take shitty teams. I don't take shitty teams at all. I don't take the Giants. I don't take the Patriots. I don't take the Cardinals in NFL. They suck. They're 1-5 to start the season. I've already seen enough to not want to take them. I don't care how sharp the play might seem or if all the money is on that team and all the sharps are on it. Those are rules that I follow. And you got to set your own rules if you really want to succeed. You can't do what everybody else is doing. If you are, good luck. Vegas is going to eat you alive. Don't bet big favorites. The risk is not worth the rewards. Don't take shitty teams, even if it's a sharp-ass play that you seem it's a sharp-ass play. And that leads me to my third point. If you do these two things and you eliminate these two aspects, big favorites and teams that are shitty, now it's going to leave you with 6, 7, 8 games to analyze rather than 16 or 15. It leaves you with half. And the third process, you got to be very diligent. And before I give it to you, I'll give you a story as to why you need to be doing this consistently in order for you to succeed. Prime example right here is, say you are up on a Sunday, big time, and you have no bankroll management, and you start betting all day you're up to try to double that money up. Look, I've done it. I'm not judging you. If you're doing that type of things, you're going to lose long term. Now, vice versa, if you are down big time and you start just chasing away as well, now you're down double the amount. And again, I've been there. I'm not judging you. Nobody's perfect. We've all failed. The reason I'm here is because I've done that and I've learned from my mistakes. And I'm hoping you guys learn from your mistakes. With that said, when you have a rule in place where you're only going to risk a certain amount per day, or you're only going to take a certain amount of plays per day, you're going to protect your downside. And that's a lot. It's a big part of this game. Not getting into your emotions, playing with logic. My rule is I don't take more than 2 plays a day, and I don't risk more than 100 units. My units are based on a different scale, not 1 to 1%. Before you freak out that 100 units is a lot. 100 units is like, in the 1% scale, it's 10%, essentially 10 units. So I don't risk more than 10 units per play if you use the basic unit scale. And that protects my backside. It protects me when I'm feeling like I need a chase or when I'm feeling greedy. I know those are my rules and they work and they've gotten me to this point. So I don't break them. And if you start following these rules, I promise you, you're going to start making more money. When you implement all these three things, and there's more, by the way, I have a set of 25 rules that I follow. So if you're interested in those rules, DM me on Instagram rules and I'll send them to you. Where I was leading to this is, once you have this down with the discipline, with the macro management, from there, now you get into the processes and systems of how you pick these plays. This strategy that I just gave you guys for free will help you a lot because it's going to help you avoid making silly mistakes if you follow them. If you're listening to this and you're going to take the Chiefs this weekend money line then spread against Denver because Denver sucks, then are you profiting long term? Are you really making money doing this long term? Go look at my results, and not in a cocky way. I say this humbly, but I've done this long enough to know what works and what doesn't. With that said, guys, if you found this valuable, please share it. That's the only way I grow this show. I've been providing a lot of free picks. NFL has been heating up. College football has been heating up as well. And I'm going to continue providing free value, not like the rest of this industry that doesn't provide value at all. One last thing before I let you guys go, I'm almost done with my free course where I'm going to give you guys a course on how to get this going. How to win, how to read lines, how to read odds, how to grow your bankroll efficiently like I have over the last 7 years. If you're interested in that, please comment that you're interested or DM me on my Instagram free course or just inquire about it and I'll reach out. With that said, guys, crush your weekend, win your bets, bet responsibly, and I'll catch you guys on the next show.